Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Jehovah is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But Jehovah will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen on thee. And the nations shall walk by thy light, and kings by the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons come from afar, and thy daughters are carried upon the side. Then thou shalt see, and shalt be brightened, and thy heart shall throb, and be enlarged. For the abundance of the sea shall be turned unto thee, the wealth of the nations shall come unto thee. A multitude of camels shall cover thee, young camels of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and incense, they shall publish the praises of Jehovah. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall serve thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will beautify the house of my magnificence. Who are these that come flying as a cloud, and as doves to their dovecotes? For the isles shall await me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of Jehovah thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. And the sons of the alien shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. And thy gates shall stand open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that the wealth of the nations may be brought unto thee, and that their kings may be led to thee. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the cypress, pine, and box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. And the children of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of Jehovah, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Instead of thy being forsaken and hated, so that no one went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy from generation to generation. And thou shalt suck the milk of nations, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, Jehovah, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For bronze I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood bronze, and for stones iron. And I will make thine officers peace, and thy rulers righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but Jehovah shall be thine everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for Jehovah shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall possess the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The little one shall become a thousand, and the smallest a mighty nation. I, Jehovah, will hasten it in its time.